What we're going to talk about tonight. What we're talking about tonight is we discussed the different shitas, what's a kesher shel kayama, not shel kayama. Whereas when you tie something, so if it's permanent, then it's an issa d'oraisa. If you're planning to untie it, then it won't be a d'oraisa. So stay here. You see, opened up so we could see.
Yes.
You're tying the garbage.
Yeah.
So is that called a kesher shel kayama? Or do we say that anything that's going li'ibud is by definition not shel kayama? That's the shayla. That was very halachal maisa. When you tie up the garbage, so are you allowed to tie it on Shabbos? Is that called a kesher? If say you make a double knot, or even a single knot, if it's shel kayama, would that be an issa? So that's what we're going to try to look into. Okay, so take a look in the Gemara Sukkah and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Kuter Ogdo Biyontif. Now this is talking about the Dalet Minim. So the Dalet Minim, you have an Eged, which is Papi Pashtus. You tie it with some type of string or lulav branch, and you tie the minim together. So what if you untied? Huta ogdo biyantuf. So ogdo kad guda shel yerek. So he says what you have to do is you re-tie it, but not with a knot. You just roll it around and then you stick it in. So you don't have a real knot. Because you can't make a knot on yontif. So the Gemara asks for Amai L'Anvi Ma'anev. So why can't you make a bow? Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi Da'oma Aniva K'shir Ma'al Yasi. So in the Hanami, according to the Shitas that a bow is not a knot, then it's mutter. But this Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that considers a bow to be like a knot. Aniva K'shir Ma'al Yasi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Eged Ma'alias Aboy. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged. In other words, we paskin Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. We just do it as a Hidr Ba'alma. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged. So if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, so then you need a real knot. You can't just do this thing about, you know, wrapping it around and then sticking it in. So if you're saying the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda, then it shouldn't be good just to do Ogdo Kaguda Shol Yerek. So the verse says you're right. Sovelokavose Bechado Pogelog Bechado. Whereas this Brice holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, in one aspect, that Aniva is Kshir Alma, that's why you can't do Aniva. But it also holds that Lulavain Tzarechegin, and therefore you could just stick it in, and you don't need to make a real knot. So these are the question here. So the question is this: a kesher shel kayama? In other words, the Gemara is saying that if you hold. In other words, either way you slice it, the Gemara is saying you can't make a real knot to ma'aged your dalad minim on yontif. You have to wrap them around. You know, they didn't have the holders that we have, the cuticles that we have today. They just wrapped it around. So let me catch you up a little bit. But we're talking about throwing out the garbage on Shabbos, and you tie the bag together, you make a knot. So that is that called the kesher shel kayama? In other words, you're keeping it. You want it closed, but on the other hand, it's going to ibud. Is that called shel kayama? That's what we're the general topic. Now we're looking in the Gemara about if you tie the Dalet Minim together before Yontif, but say it unraveled on Yontif and you want to tie them back together. So the Gemara says you can't make a knot on Yontif. So if you hold a bow as a knot, then you can't even make a bow. If you hold a bow, it's not a knot. But the question that has to be raised, and the Rishonim raised this question, is this a kesher shel kayama anyway? I mean, you only want it for the yontif of Sukkos, and then you'll discard it. So do you see from here that maybe even if you discard something, because what do you do with your lulav? You'll tie it, you'll use it for the week, and then you'll discard it. And you're not going to untie the... You leave it. And so is that, you know, lahavdil, but halachically parallel to the garbage case? So it seems from this Gemara that even though you only need the knot for the 7 days or whatever, 6 days, 7 days of Sukkos, but you can't be kosher, and because maybe that's called the kesher shel kayama. So we'll see. That's the first Gemara. Then there's another Gemara, the Mishnah. It's based on the Mishnah here on page 2 on Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis. So the Gemara, the Mishnah there talks about different types of ksharim that you're not chayiv on Shabbos. Yesh lecha ksharim she'ein chayav amleim ki kesher hagamolim kesher hazaponim. He says, kosheres isha mavteich halukav chutei sevacha. So what are these things? So take a look in the Gemara. Take a look in the Gemara on page Kuf Yud Beis. Kutei Svacha Pshita Lo Tzricha De Revichala. So this is something that what? That she, a head covering, right? So she's tying this tichel of sorts on her head. So the Gemara says, and she's allowed to. So the Gemara says, push it, because she makes the tichel every day. Rashi says, pshita da kol yom shayile. So what's the chiddush that she can make the knot of the tichel on Shabbos? It's not shel kayama. So the Gemara says, pshita lo tzricha de revichala. In other words, the chiddush is that it's not tied tightly. So she doesn't have to untie the tichel every day, she could just take it off. Ma'udatema mishlof shalfala, that she could just take it off, and therefore the knot will still be shokayama. So the word says, kamashmon the isha chasa al sara, that she's afraid that a hair was going to get ripped, pull out hair. So therefore, she doesn't want to what? Just take it off her head. She wants to untie it and take it off. So if she unties it, then it's not going to rip out of hair. If she leaves it with the knot on, she take it out, maybe a hair will get ripped out. So therefore, it's not a kesher shel, kayama, because every day she's going to untie it. Okay, so these are the two Gemaras. One Gemara we saw is about the tying the lulavs together, and the other Gemara is about the tichels. So now let's look in the Tshuvas Rivash and to see how that plays a role. So the Tshuvas Rivash is on page 4. So this is the So look here on page 4. Mashalta old be in your lulav, shalab gemara, the lulav ain't sarach eged. El mishum zek heli van veyu. Right, we hold lulav doesn't need an eged. It's just zek heli van veyu. So im ogar also beyontif be aniva. So say you made a bow, o bikshira be mashicha, or you tied it with a rope. There's people who tie the things to give the Yontif, is that an issue? So he says, like this, Tshuva, Dovrzak Vamavur Larif, Hilchas Perikluv Agozov, Shkosov Hashim, the Kaiman Luvan in Tzarch Gedik, Osnim Vahoshan, Merv Yontif, Menach lebiyontiv shapir dam chiyagi lebiyontiv loagid leyal kagudu shal yerek. So that we saw the halacha that if you're going to do it on yontiv, you can't make a tie. You just roll it, you wrap it around, and then you stick it in. But no knots. Or a bow, if you hold that a bow is not a knot. Mr. Mishamalach. I feel but I need a cash shin shall come came to love Hachi or Miss Kasha. Now Gabi Hanov. Yeah. So he says if Lulav would Sarach Eged, so then he's saying then it would be Asa. You know why? Because it's like a Tikkun Mana.
What?
Tikkun mana. In other words, you're machshir the dal mina for what you do. But we hold lulav ain't tzarech eged. So it's really kosher without it. So if lulav tzarech eged, so that means that even if it's not a technical knot or bow, but whatever you did, that was machshir the. Yeah, but it's not be'idin or whatever. So, but we hold lulav ain't tzarech eged. Valhashta, the kaimel ain't tzarech eged. I'm clock of ka'avita, because halchad v'chad l'chudei nafig. L'zeh kol she'ena also a kesher shal kayama. But so therefore, if it's not kesher shal kayama, see, if lulav ain't tzarech eged, there's no tikkun mana here, because it's kosher anyway. The only issue would be the kesher itself. In other words, if you're kosher the dal minim. So he says like this. So look on the next column on the left side. He says with the arrows of Kshir Gemur Kesher Shokayomhi. Afal Pisha ain't Tsarach lo el Mei Chag, Mikol Mokom Kevin Sha ain't Tsarach Lachar Chag Lahatir Kesher, Mevata Lehosom. So he says like this, that if you tie, you make a knot to wrap the dal minim, you just don't put it in, but you make you tie a knot. So he says that's a kesher shel kayama. I only need it for the week of Sukkos, and then I'm going to discard it. But that's it. Mevatel hasam. I feel him tzarech lulav lado. Yeah, because you plan to leave it there. You're never planning to untie it. Even though your usage is only relevant for the week of Sukkos, so maybe.
So this goes against the garbage bag.
Yeah, so we're going to see. So this might imply that the garbage bags would be asa. That the garbage bags would be asa. Because this is. I mean, lahavdil, I don't bear a lulav to garbage, but it's the same you sold. That you want it for a limited, when you're tying it, you want it for a limited amount of time, You don't want it to unravel. And then you discard it. And then you're not interested, you know, in seeing it anymore. Same thing with this thing. And the Rav Rosh says that that's called, that's what the Rishonim are saying, that you can't, and the Gemara is saying, you can't make a kesher, because that's called a kesher shel kayama. And then he quotes the other Gemara. V'chei Gavna, on the second column in the middle, V'chei Gavna, by the Tichel, Choshev kesher kayama damrin, Hosim Gemara gavichut isvach, Mal b'teim mishrav shofle, Kamash mon d'ishet chosol sorov, Mishra Shariwa. So he says the same thing that in other words, you tied it and you're not interested in untying it. Because of Rashi, shall piska nami igel meim hachi madetem mechtel. In other words, the Rambam sheet is you need Maisa Uman and a Kesher Shel Kayama. But if you have one or the other, it's still going to be a Nisa Derabanan. So in the end of the day, what's the halacha? If somebody is doing this on Yontif, and they're tying the lulav together on Yontif, should you give them taychacha or not? So you look on page 5, he writes. Now getting back to your question. Mashar alta, imeich ligor b'minig zeh imlav, dover pashat shekeven shu osur, she'en manichim osur linhog kain. Amir per kamad rosh hashanah, gavim meitz charuvim, yinogu b'mokim yisur mishav kinalu. He says, yeah, you got to tell them that they shouldn't do it. They shouldn't tie their lulav on Yontif. Because that's called the Kesher Shel Kayama, even though you're only interested in it for that 1 week. Then he says, Omnan lo yishmu l'kol hamorim l'mamdim lo yotu oznam mutav shishol gimval yumizidim. But if they're not going to listen to you, then just keep quiet and mutav shishol gimval yumizidim. So this is no.
Remind me, where does mutav sheyu shogigim v'al yu mazidim come from?
Well, the Gemara has it about the women who used to eat on Erev Yom Kippur till the buzzer. They didn't give themselves tosefes. So the question is whether we should tell them or not. Or
so it's a Gemara in Yoma, or
yeah. So. So that's one context that the Gemara has. And then in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down, the same idea. Yeah, take a look on page 7. Go a little bit down in the Mechaber, the first V'im, the second V'im in the Mechaber on page 7. Lo ogdo mibod yom, o shehuter ogdo, e efshal ogdo biyontov, the kesher gomer. Because you can't make a kesher on yontov. You can make an aniva, you can make a bow, because we pass get a bow is not a kesher mechlo. So then that's not even that's like tying your shoes. So that's not even a bow. And a bow could stay lo olam v'ed, right? Because if you make a bow, So you make a bow in your garbage, you make a bow, that lachara.
What is the problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you make a knot, then you have a problem. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, like this rivash, that you can't. Yeah. Okay, so now let's take a look. Oh, so take a look in the Talmud Lachos of Gutman. So he quotes this Rivash. So he says, so he quotes that Rivash, and then he says, take a look on page 9, Kshiras Chavilas Ashpa. He says, Hilchasa Rabsa L'Shabsa, the Oso Keshas Osim B'nei Odom, the Roshi Chavilas Shal Ashpa Shal Motzim L'Chutz, Avshein Choshesh Ma'is Hava Chakachim HaKesher Mikri Kesher Kragyo Yoma. In other words, he's saying that this is the case of, like you said, Mark, the case of the Rivosh with the Lulav is mamish the same case as the Ashpa. In Kosher, Berosha Chavil Kesher Echad Kloma Kol Roshi Chavil B'Yachal. Or Afil Im Osa Kesher Beis Roshim, Osa Kesher Al Gabi Kesher Havi Isser Torah. Because he says, if that's not a double knot, maybe it's only an Issa Drabbanan. Because a double knot, we learned in the previous weeks, that might be considered by definition a Maisa Uman, even though it's done by a Hedyot. Because a double knot is a Hashivas, strength. So it's a double knot, he says, and that's why a lot of people would tend to do that with the garbage. Make a double knot. So then, that could be an Issa Daraisa. So let's take a look. Is there any other shita in this discussion?
Sorry, we said we discussed this last week, I think, right? That it's in the Metzias or in the Kavana for Kayama.
Right. So we were talking about last week that certain things that are normally made l'olavad, even though you had in mind to untie it, but you can't say, well, a bit of tie tzitzis, and then Motzai Shabbos I'll untie it. You can't do that because tzitzis is normally made l'olavad, so your kavan is not going to make a difference.
It's in the Metzias.
If it's something that's normally that Metzias, but if it's not normally that, then it's totally in the Kavana. But tzitzis, you make tzitzis. Who makes tzitzis and unties them on Motzai Shabbos? That's not normal. So therefore, even though you say, I have in mind to untie the tzitzis, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. So let's see.
So the fact that you don't care whether the garbage bag is still tied 3 days from now, that it doesn't matter.
Because he's saying just like by the lulav, you don't care,
mm-hmm.
right? And yet, the Rivash says it's still called the Kesher Shel Kayama.
Yeah.
So, if you're like the Rambam and it's only one Kesher, so that's not a Maisa Uman. So then maybe it'll still be an Issa Drabbanan. Mm-hmm. It'll still be an Issa Drabbanan. If you make a double knot, then that double knot is considered like a Maisa Uman. So then it could be considered like a Daraisa. Okay, so we have to see one other Gemara that maybe is relevant to this. On page 10, so the Gemara in Yuma talks about that they used to tie the Lashon Shel Zahoris. In other words, there was this string that they were tied, and if it would turn white, they knew that they had Kaparas Avonus and Yom Kippur, right? And if it would be red, then it means they didn't have Kaparas Avonus, and different places where they would tie it. So first they were tied. Lashon Shel Zahoris al Pesach ulam mibachutz. Hilbin hayu smechim. Lo hilbin hayu atzevim. Umizbaishim. His kinyan shel kshura al Pesach ulam milfnim. Adai hil metzitzin. Right. In other words, where would they tie this bow to see if they got kapara or not? His kinyan shel kosher moso chetzio b'sela v'chetzio ben karnov. So they would tie it what? On a rock, part on a rock, and part on the between the horns of the seer Hamishtaleach. So he says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Papa Mishum Rav Lozer HaKapar Mishon HaYu Choshim Loshen Shol Zohorus HaPesach Ulam Mifnim Hakem Shigia Seer LaMidbar Hayam Albin Yodu Shunasis Mitzvasu Shunem Am Yuchatechem Choshonim Kashalag Albinu. So if they're going to tie it, so the question that's raised is, is this an issur of making a kesher on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur? You're tying this Lashon Shel Zohorus on the Seer Mishtaleach.
Lachas was mutter in the business. Part of the Avodah.
Yeah, but which Malachas? And was this called in the Beis Hamikdash, the Seer Mishtaleach?
Well, what's the sense of putting it on the Seer Mishtaleach? Well, you can't see it anymore anyway, once it goes off the cliff.
Yeah, so that was the last thing they did, that they says, Rishona Yikoshim Loshen Shel Zohar Shal Pesach Ulam Mifnim Kevin Shegi Yosil Midbar Hayam Malbin Yedu Shenasis Mitzvaso. So take a look. Let me show you for a second. Take a look. Take a look here on page 16. The Tshuva is a Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin. You see, we're on page 16. You see where we start off the Magen Avraham. Go further down. The first word alone is Ksas, Yesh Lo Viraya. From Lashkozel Le'el, Mehad Yuma. The Tikdu Chazal, She Yikshur Gam Ben Karnov. Right? Halo Kesher Zo Eina Osri Latir Olam. Right, so if you could tie it on the Seer HaMishtaleach, so that's not gonna. That's like never gonna untie that. You're gonna throw it off the cliff, and then it's gone forever. So you're not planning to untie that. Miskazir be'evarim inu yori lacharuf. Right, it's not gonna go to clean it up afterwards, right? In kein la Rambam over bekosher biyom kippur mamish. So lachara, you're violating kosher and Yom Kippur. And I guess he's assuming that's not, and maybe it's even a deraisa. So it was not such a shvus. And maybe that's not called the mikdash because it wasn't in the mikdash. Halkocha kanal. So he says, you know what must be the answer? The kevish in its tzarech lo lekesher achakach lo choshu shekesher kshol kayama. So he says this, a new word. Not like what we saw in the Rivash. He says, maybe you see from that it's not true, that if something you tie, say, I have a suit, and I have a certain decoration on the thing that I tie, on the lapel, some type of decorative thing that you tie, and then I want that, I want that forever. I mean, indefinitely, I want the suit for, who knows, next 50, whatever it is. So that's a Kesher Shel Kayama. But say I'm tying a Kesher Shel Kayama, but I'm throwing away the thing that I'm tying. So he says, that's the Seer Lazazel. So he says, it must be that that's not called Shel Kayama. Against what everything we've said till now. Till now we've been saying this for, that no, the Rivash said it. The Rav Arsh said that anything that you want, even though, in other words, anything that's going to be there for the future, even though you have no interest in it anymore, the Rav Arsh says that's a kesher shukram. That's why you can't tie the thing on the lulav on yantif. Even though you only want it for a week, after that you discard it. But you want it for a week, and then when you're discarding it, you're not untying it. You leave it there. You couldn't care less. But you're not interested in dafka untying it. So that's called kesher shukram. He says no. That since when you're going to throw it off the cliff, you're not interested, even though it might remain there l'olam v'ed, that's not a kesher shel kayam.
So I can almost guarantee you that even 20 years from now, you're not going to be wearing that suit. Or 40 years from now, you're not going to be wearing that suit. There's some line you have to draw.
Where
does Maral Diskin draw the line?
No, but I'll tell you, anything in life, how long are you going to... Like, can't tell... You know, I have a yacht and I need to, you know, how am I going to have the yacht? I don't know. You know, anything in life, you know.
Yeah. So the bottom line is, where do you draw the line?
It means,
right?
Indefinitely. You know, ain't kids foolish, you know, life is, you know.
So maybe it's just like miyad, like this animal.
No, more miyad, meaning indefinitely. I'm never planning to untie it. That could be. Eventually, I'm going to have to get a new whatever. But I was never planning to untie it. Definitely. You know, that's called Kesher Shel Kayam. And then, some Rishonim hold that's enough to make it a Daraisa, and the Rambam Sheet is you need also what? It would be a Maisa Umas. But then, in the end, he backtracks, and he says, Achie Shloimar, do lie al yidei hadchifa roi sheyinosek. That maybe when you throw it off the cliff, the bow will untie. Yeah.
How would the Rav Arsh answer this question?
No, I'll have to say this thing. They had chifa roisha yinosek. He gives an answer for the Rav Arsh. Yeah. So. So that's what he says. So it comes out very interestingly that you have these machlokes hapaiskim, whether if you tie something indefinitely, but you're throwing it out, whether that's called the kesher shel kayam. So the mustaber, you know. Rabbi in the Sefer was Mekel, but today he told me it to be Machmer. But it's Mestaber that, you know, why not be Machmer, the Shiloh V'Daraisa? You know, maybe just make a bow. But if somebody, you see somebody doing it, you know, it could be, you know, there might be Yesh Al Milismoch that it's not called the Kesher Shel Kayam.
So does the Mariel Diskin. Live Azai, or his backtrack you can't be somach on it.
Yeah. Right. In the end, he has another right. So Achie Shloimer. So the Ulai. But Rav Abadi Sefer or Yitzchak, he said this far on his own. This idea that it's not called Shel Kayam if it's Holech L'Ashpa. Today he told me he thought you should be Machmir, but in the Mice and the Sefer he said the Kula. So I can hear the Svara. It's not a crazy Svara to say, but you know we're dealing with a Shiloh V'Daraisa, so it pays to probably be Machmir. So then, as everybody said, so then I guess if you make a bow. If you make a bow, so then that's not a kesher b'chlal. Okay, so but that's a very, you know, fascinating, fascinating Shiloh. The Maggid, see, it's not, yeah.
Where did it originate to tie the horns?
Yeah, look, take a look. The Gemara in Yuma, take a look here on page 10. He says, "Varishona you call from Moshen Shul Zoros al Pesach Ulam, Ibachutz." So then, when they do the Pesach Ulam Ibachutz, most probably after Yom Kippur, they would untie it. You understand? Because they're not going to keep it on the Pesach Ulam. He'll be Hayus Mechim, but he'll be Nayat Sevim, who is Baishim. It was a busha, you know, that they didn't have. So therefore, they don't want to make it so public. So Skin Shim Koshul Pesach Ulam Ibifnim. But either way, when they did it on the Pesach Ulam, probably the day after Yom Kippur, they cleaned up. And then they untied it. Right, and then eventually, his kinyan should cost him so chetzio b'selav, chetzio ben karnav on the seer.
But it's not exeris a kasa to tie the
right.
So the rabbanim,
right. It's not as right.
The rabbanim that it's an esh of the rabbanim that would go against the raisa of kosher, according to the rabbanim, no.
Right, so it's not like a mitzvah essay to do this. But they would do it if they wanted to see if they had kapara. So the last way they did it
the
is...
The fact that they tied it seems to be a very strong proof that you should be allowed to tie them.
Yeah, kosher moshen shalos al pesach. Yeah, kemishi gives him... So then he says... He says, "Is kinyan she you kosher also chetzio b'selav chetzio ben karnav?" I'm Rav Nachman Mishum Rav Loza Chaper. Are you kosher motion souls or pesach ulam? Okay, but so when they did it that way, so he's saying, weren't they violating an issa d'oraisa? Unless they only did one. Kesha, they didn't do Kesha Gabi Kesha, so of course the Rambam maybe it was only a Maisa Hedyo, so it was only the Rabbanon, so once it's all. That's another way you could get out of this raya, by saying the Kesha wasn't. In other words, it might have been Shal Kayama, but it wasn't Maisa Uman, because it wasn't Kesha Gabi Kesha. That was only the Rabbanon, so you could say Echveis, or maybe if the Rabbanon they were Matir for this you know, whole thing to see if you had the Kapar or not. I mean, maybe they made some, but you could say, well, why should they be matir even a drabanan? For
why did they persist? If they took that, they changed the original thing because the people saw it and got depressed. So stop doing it. In the first place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's clear that they were tied. It's not that they were tied on Yom Kippur. They weren't tied beforehand.
That's a good question. What?
Yeah, Mr. Lef, they couldn't do before Yom Kippur.
No, but he's saying maybe they tied the thing before Yom Kippur. On how do we know they did?
Which one is the Sar Mr. Lef?
Oh, right, they did the go. Yeah, so you wouldn't know yet. Right, so it had to be on Yom Kippur. That's a good terrace.
Yeah.
Good parents.
But that was only for the catch they would do on the
seer.
But they would do a second catcher as a hulam.
Well, that was a later thing. That was reversed, say even before that. But
what did it tie to the ulam?
What?
What did the catcher tie to the ulam?
That was originally they tied to the ulam.
Tied what? The seer?
No.
The
string. The string would either whiten or not, depending upon whether there was kapara savonis or not.
I think maybe it's there's definitely a shantitaro, you know, you should see that you're actually, I'm quite so is Right, no, but I'm saying it's a fun way to do it, but kind of.
Yeah. Then there's another interesting discussion the Magen Avraham has on page 13. He says, "Kol kesha shepa'omim nimlach u'mevatlo l'olam, aval pi shetchila seyosu l'oysa amenas laniach sham, osur." Was any kesher that sometimes you forget or you change your mind and you leave it there la'olam, even though your initial intent was not like that? Osir. Let's say, in other words, originally you were planning to untie it and then you forgot about it or you changed your mind. What would you say there? Is that, say I was planning to even untie it tonight, so it's not even an Issa D'Rabbanan, and then I changed my mind and forgot. But L'maisa, in other words, do you do B'Shas Maisa what your Kavana is? Or do you say at the end, if you forgot, so L'Gloy Milsa, now you did Naveira? Or do you say, no, you go Basa? So he says, "Kol kesher shpa'amim nimlach u'mevat lo l'olam afa bishetchila se siyoso lo haisa almanas laniach sham osir." Hilchah also looks for shuos hamichtasam shpa'amim nimlach u'mevat lo sham l'olam. But something that sometimes you might keep it, but here you're planning to untie it. So even though the mice, in the end, you didn't. It's awesome. Last week we discussed maybe this is Darais and this is Darabonan. See, a similar shaila they point out is by Boirer. The Prima got him here, page 17. The Boirer, you have to do La'alter. So what happens? In other words, he's supposed to do it for this, the meal, right now. So say you had in mind, and then you change your mind. You said, I don't want to use it for this meal. I want to use it for Shalosh Shuras. You take the shells off the egg, the shell of, so you can do it to Miyad. And you wanted to serve it for Chveis lunch. You make some, what do you call that, chop? Yeah, or if you had to do the egg salad in the proper way, that you don't have the shell of Tochein. Okay, but, and then you decide, you know what? Well, you can have whole eggs, let's say. And then you decide that, yeah, like the Chveis, the Seder night, you were, you know, people have eggs in the Seder night, so it was on Shabbos, so you peel the eggs, you know, during the Seder. And then you decide, you know what, we're going to save these eggs for Shalosh Shuras. So it's not La'alter. But when you did it, you had it in mind. So a similar type of Shalosh point out. So he says, "Lo orich lemebehachim." He says, "Not proper." Hachiv chatis lemafrei yirololo. In other words, lemaisa, you can't be a daraisa because b'shas maisa you didn't have a mind. So in the end, the reality is you left it for shalosh shuras, but you can't say it's not proper. It's maybe it's rabbanon, but this is daraisa. You can't be lemafreya by Shabbos. Because lemaisa you need lachas machshavas. This reminds me of a famous ritva in Chulin. The ritva Chulin. Rav Meir Zlatow was his father and his sefer. He was very excited about this ritva. He says, "What's the din like this? A person washes netilas yadayim. He makes a bracha al netilas yadayim." Then he comes to the table. He loses his appetite. So, did he make a bracha levatala? He's not going to eat now. He made an alat nias yadayim. And in the end, he didn't eat any of the bread, or anything, or whatever. Is that a bracha levatala?
Hamapil.
because he had in mind that he was going to eat it when he did.
Right. So he says that as long as he had in mind that you were going to do it, so if in the end you change your mind, the mice, he doesn't, the ritva writes is not a bracha levatala.
Could it be lover pashut like that?
You think it's pashut like that?
Why not?
Some people don't say a mapu.
If you have a glass, you think that it's water.
Yeah.
You pick a bracha, and then you pick it up and you see it's vinegar. So you don't drink it.
Right.
You don't, I mean, that's
No, but so maybe once you wash Natilat Yadayim, maybe you have a chiv now to eat bread, or else, because what right, you can't wash Natilat Yadayim stamazoy and make a bracha.
You shouldn't have done it, but assuming an exceptional circumstance.
In other words, but you decided, you changed your mind. Do you have a right to change your mind? And we say, no, if you change your mind, you're going to make a bracha levatola out of your Natilat Yadayim.
This is an American saying.
What's a famous American saying?
The road to hell is paved with
good intention, right.
No, but it's your kavana at the time that you wash. You can't, you know.
So the ritva says that it's not a bracha. The
turn a bracha, which wasn't a bracha levatala, into a bracha levatala.
Right. Okay.
The zman amira that it's levatala.
So that's so similar thing what they're saying over here. If the time that you did the boirer, you had in mind to use it la'alter, even though in the end you change your mind.
Does anyone argue on the ritva?
But this is
I don't know if anyone else talks about it. It's known that the ritva talks about this. Maybe you could argue on the ritva. You know, you want to argue on the ritva?
No. There's a lot of Torah on hamapil, isn't there?
That's a brisker thing. The briskers, they don't like to make hamapil because they're afraid they won't.
You know
the famous thing. The Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
But the case of the kosher is where l'mafreya you've changed the meaning by not doing anything over time, by not undoing you're creating kayama.
If you don't hear that, he'll tell it to you.
I can figure it out by the subject line.
Okay, Rabose, so this is the let me just raise the I raised it earlier. If there's an next week, obviously, is then we're not going to have Shir Wednesday night because it's Yontif. Unless we all spend the Yontif here on the west side.
Yes.
But there was a possibility of Monday night. So I don't know if it works for some or it doesn't work for others.
9 o'clock.
Huh? 9? Yeah?
Potentially.
Okay. So,
I'll be out of town.
You'll be out of town. Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll have to speak to people, speak to Rabbi beforehand, see what he says. I'll let you know either way, so no one has to come. But either way, now I'll wish you a good Yontif, and maybe we'll have another shiur before Yontif on Monday night. But if it'll be anything, it'll be Monday night. That's the show.
Right, Rabbi. Salad spinner. To get the water.